Nicholas Poynton's in with us. Kia ora, Nicholas. What's going on with the markets?
Well, looking at Wall Street, a solid end to the week with some good earnings reports from the banks and stronger than expected retail sales. They all lifted the market. The Dow Jones closed up 1.1%. The S&P 500 was up just under 1%, while the NASDAQ was up about 0.5%. The NZX Top 50 starts the week at 13,012. That's after Friday's 36-point drop. And the New Zealand dollar is gaining. It's trading at 70.6 US cents and 95.3 Australian.
Now, the main business bulletin coming up in about half an hour's time. What have you got?
Well, we'll be looking at familiar story of inflation, this time previewing the latest quarterly figures, which are expected to show that inflation is hitting a decade high. We'll also touch on a new fund that's been established. It's aimed at targeting those investors who may be interested in putting dormant capital towards positive courses. And also, a new dynamic is emerging amongst property investors who are selling off older houses to buy new ones, thus dodging planned tax changes from the government. All that and more at around 10 to 7.
I'm Heath. Thanks very much, Nicholas Poynton there.